All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as the finals will continue tonight. Spurs and Knicks. Knicks lead that series 2-1. I wish them no success. So hopefully the Spurs can even that up tonight. And we can get that going. But let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and toyotaofhollywood.com. You guys can catch them every single weekday afternoon on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. It's Solana. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. I didn't appreciate being called the lesser of the two Solanas by Vlad, but I get it. Tobin, he's very afraid that his Knicks are going to choke a 2-0 series lead, and I'm going to be all over him. So I get it. You know, I'll let Vlad have his moment right now. Still up 2-1.
Are you the better Solana?
Yes. Hmm. Yes.
Who lied to you and told you that?
My parents wouldn't say that, but I would say I am.
So are you?
Says the only Solana in the family that thinks that.
Yep. Three siblings, Leroy, and there is zero doubt in my mind I am the least favorite. Zero doubt. And the least successful, by the way.
So you got the Goosies? Like, we're on the doorstep of the World Cup. You love this stuff.
I absolutely adore this stuff. You were right earlier. I turn off the radio every time I hear you talking about soccer because it just infuriates me.
Why?
But I am genuinely as excited for not just tomorrow, but the festivities that are going to be happening around Miami as well. The group stage games that are happening in Miami. This city is getting really quality soccer coming into its home stadium here at Hard Rock Stadium. And it's going to be awesome. Genuinely, this is the biggest sporting event in the world, without a doubt. And it's in our backyard. I think everybody should really be appreciating that.
Are you going to see Uruguay in person?
Yes, I lucked out, man. Uruguay plays 2 games in Miami. The first 2 games here at Hard Rock Stadium are, you know, where my parents are from and the team I've always loved since I was a little kid. So I've got my tickets secured, Tobin. The whole Solana clan will be out there. Uruguay is going to play Saudi Arabia on Monday at 6 p.m. And then they'll play Cabo Verde or Cape Verde the following Sunday at 6 p.m. as well. Those are the first 2 group stage games, and I'll be out there for sure.
So, but should they wipe the floor with those 2 teams?
Yeah, they'll be heavy favorites in both those games. I think Saudi Arabia will be a team that could make it out of the group stage. So in this World Cup, it's an expanded World Cup for the first time ever. It's normally 32 teams. They added 12 more. So the top 2 of every group, there's 12 groups, the top 2 teams will advance after playing everybody, but now 8 of the best third place teams advance as well. So that opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for teams like Saudi Arabia, or who knows, even a team like Cape Verde. And, you know, the United States men's national team, I think there's a lot of excitement here in the U.S., obviously, for what a lot of people were calling the golden age. Pochettino, who's their new manager for the past year plus. As long as they get through, even if it is as a third place team, I think that group is a lot tougher than most people understand it to be. As long as they get through, I don't care if it's a third seed and they're one of the top 3 or top 8 third seeds. Like, to me, that's a success in this World Cup, because with an extra knockout round, things and chaos tend to happen in the World Cup on this stage. And I think the U.S. can take advantage of that.
Solana, is it a bigger field because of the countries involved in the automatic bids? So they just made it bigger because now you're not doing one country, you're doing like North America.
Right. So in theory, that makes sense, Leroy. But no, the reality is FIFA just wants as much money as possible. They are starting with Infantino, who's the head of the FIFA president. Everybody is probably familiar with this guy already. If you think Adam Silver looks like an alien in disguise, or like a snake with human skin on top of him, look up this guy. I mean, he is a spitting image of one of those aliens in Men in Black. they just want as much money, Leroy. And right. more teams, more games, more money, especially in the U.S., where, you know, everybody's seeing the stories about ticket prices. Everybody's seeing the stories about how logistically traveling is going to be a nightmare. You know, for a team like Scotland, for example, they play Brazil in the third group stage game here in Miami. Imagine being a Scottish fan paying these insane prices to travel from Scotland to the United States. They're playing their first game at Gillette Stadium. They think, oh, we're going to Boston. Oh, we're going to Boston, a big American city. And then they're taking that one road to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
That is just surrounded by like suburbs, houses.
Right.
One road in, one road out. They have to pay $90+ each way to get from Providence or Boston on the train to get there. And then they have to fly to Miami to watch the next game. So in past World Cups, Qatar, which happened in 2022, obviously a much smaller country, you could follow your team around. In Russia, a lot of teams that you follow your team around in the group stage, and if they keep going, you keep following them. And logistically, it was a bit easier to get there. Hotels were cheaper. Everything was just cheaper. In the United States, we have made it incredibly difficult for people to follow their team around because of how big our country is, but also because of the prices. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how all that plays out over the next month.
I love the idea of a bunch of Scots having to stay at Stadium Hotel.
and thinking, oh, we're staying in Miami,
yeah.
You know, or we're in Miami. I mean,
remember when we went to Vegas?
Oh, the Irish, yeah.
Solana, a guy wanted to jump in my Uber one morning. And I said, dude, go get some sleep. He says, I don't have a room.
I think the Scots are a little better behaved, but I don't know what but I think soccer makes everybody crazy. So I'm not quite sure. Who is our best player on Team USA? Is it still Pulisic, or do we have anybody new like I should be excited about?
Are you talking about the LeBron James of soccer, Toby?
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah, who is the new guy? Like, do we have any new guys, or it's the same old guys?
No, it's Christian Pulisic for sure. It's Weston McKennie. For sure. Those are the guys. Balogun is going to be the starting forward for the United States men's national team. You have another forward in Pepe as well. Gio Reyna is another name that you can look to. Look, man, the United States, I don't think they're a favorite in this tournament. I don't think anybody has them as a favorite in this tournament. But Christian Pulisic has been playing really high-level football, Tobin. I'll call it football. For AC Milan, which is one of the top clubs in Italy. He starts, he's scoring goals, he's been phenomenal. And in these World Cup games, things are going to be so tight. For those of you who don't like 0-0 games, 0-0 scoreless, 1-0, that's how these games tend to shape up in a tournament where the stakes are so high. Teams are more conservative, they're more reserved in the back.
Gotta park that bus.
But yeah, man, you park the bus, man. But that opens up opportunity for guys like Pulisic on the biggest stage to go perform and have those individual brilliant moments. So I think the U.S. should get out of their group. I'm not convinced they will. I don't think they're the favorite in their group. I think Turkey is the favorite. And that opening game against Paraguay did very well in the South American qualifiers. They had the same amount of points as my home country, Uruguay, as Brazil, as Colombia. So people think of Paraguay as this easy first game for the U.S. men's national team. And I'm telling you right now, like, it is not going to be easy on Friday when they open up their play. But yeah, Tobin, Pulisic, for me, still the best player for the United States, but they do have Tyler Adams, Weston McKennie. These are all guys that play in Europe, start for quality European teams. So if the question is, can the U.S. for the first time with this manager, Pochettino, who has experience, they're linking him to Italy following the World Cup, can they bring it together and hopefully get into the knockout rounds and then take down one of the quote-unquote giants of the game?
So right now in Calci, you have Spain and France as the two top dogs.
Yeah.
Under them, England, Portugal, Argentina, Brazil, Germany. Like, who do you think actually has the best chance out of those teams?
So Argentina, everybody knows Leo Messi. That team is stacked. There's zero doubt about it. Here's the thing. No team has won back-to-back World Cups. It's only happened twice in the history of the game. They've been doing these since 1930. Once Italy did it in 1934 and 1938. And the second time it happened was Brazil in 58 and 62. So it's been over a half century since that's ever been accomplished. France almost did it. They won the 2018 World Cup and were in the final against Argentina in 2022 in Qatar. They end up losing in PKs. That's why I count Argentina out. I just think it's so difficult to go back-to-back in a World Cup, especially with an extra knockout round in this World Cup because of the bigger field.
Even with Messi being Pink's champion.
Even with Messi winning the MLS Cup, he's 4 years older. There was that injury in the final MLS match he played, and I think he'll be fine. I think he'll end up playing, but don't expect to see Messi playing 90 minutes every single game. To me, they might use him in a more reserved role off the bench, final 30 minutes of the game, or if he starts, dude's gonna be walking around. Like, the heat is going to be a factor in this World Cup, which is why they basically turned the World Cup into effing American football with quarters. They're having water breaks, 2 minute water breaks in between every half, so that FIFA can sell more advertising money.
Really?
On Fox. Yeah,
that's very embarrassing.
They've ruined my game, Tobin. They have ruined it.
Well, listen, dude, it happens. You go look at a UFC match. It looks like the yellow pages on a canvas now.
Germany, to me, is the best flyer you can take. They're a young team. They haven't made it out of the group stage in the past two World Cups. This is a team that's won the second most World Cups ever. All their players play in elite clubs, either in Germany or around Europe. And compared to France and Spain, who are the two favorites. Then Portugal, everybody wants Cristiano Ronaldo to win a World Cup. He'll be in Miami, by the way, against Colombia. Get in price for that game here at Hard Rock Stadium. Final group stage game is starting at $3,500.
Jeez.
Get in price.
Just to see Germany, a washed up Ronaldo?
Well, Colombia, you know, the Colombians in Miami, man. They're out to support. They normally do well in these types of tournaments too. Mm. But Germany, to me, is the best bang for your buck in terms of a bet because of all like the favorites and the historically great countries who have had success in the World Cup. They have the lowest odds, and I don't really understand why. I don't think they should be, you know, in the same conversation as France and Spain, who are by and large the two best teams in this tournament. Like, if you want to watch two teams who are great at soccer, those are the two teams you want to watch. But to me, Germany has quality players. You can get them right now on the Hard Rock Bet app, Tobin, at like plus 1,200 or 1,300 to win the tournament. Like, they have that type of quality to go win it.
Is there a almost hockey dynamic here? Because it seems like you send me these Real Housewives edits on social media about how much Real Madrid is a drama queen show right now. Is there going to be problems for Mbappe if he beats Spain and then has to go back to Real Madrid?
They hate Mbappe in Spain right now.
Really?
Real Madrid fans, over a million people signed a petition, and most of them being Real Madrid fans. It went viral on like Real Madrid, the socials of that entire fan base, for Mbappe to leave the club. Just think about this. Kylian Mbappe, who, by the way, he's a World Cup champion. Like, he won a title with France already, which is remarkable. But he played for PSG, which is a top club in Paris. They were never able to win the Champions League, which is like the ultimate prize for a club team. They could never do it. They always fell short. Kylian Mbappe could never lead his team as the best player. He leaves to Real Madrid. And in the two seasons since he's left, Real Madrid has won zero titles, either domestic, on the national level. They haven't even won the league because Barcelona's won it twice, their biggest nemesis. And PSG has won back-to-back Champions League titles since he's left.
Damn.
So Real Madrid fans just think he's cursed.
It's mush. That's mush behavior.
But the reality is France is very good. He always plays very well with the French national team. And it's not like he was a total bum this year, Tobin. Like, he was still a very good player. But yeah, keep an eye on France. Keep an eye on it. If they end up playing Spain in the final or in one of the knockout rounds and Mbappe wins.
I'm just trying to get Mbappe to the Pinks. You know, that's my ultimate goal, is getting him to the
Pinks.
We'll see. Giannis is going to buy it. We just saw Giannis hobnobbing with David Beckham. He's going to buy a slice, and we might get Mbappe, dude.
Man, that picture, had he not given Beckham a Bucks jersey, that would have been it for me. Like, I would have already been buying my Giannis 34 Milwaukee or Miami Heat jersey.
He probably gave him the Heat one. You just can't show it. That's tampering. You know, he can't have Beckham tampering right now. All right, Solana, great job. Where can people find your World Cup coverage upcoming?
Yeah, Tobin and Leroy, thank you, because I know this is not your thing, so I appreciate it. But we are going to be doing a World Cup show every Saturday from 12 to 2.
Wait.
That means I'm...
Time out. Put me on. Hold up.
That means I'm... hold up. Feeling 2
wait,
hours.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah. I wanted to know...
No. We are going to be doing a show.
Leroy, you got to understand. Leroy, you got to understand. I just got the programming schedule the other day. Right? So the programming schedule lets you know what's up, you know, what's the schedule for the upcoming weeks. So look at the schedule. I look at the weekend, trying to see if Dan and I are going to be on. Maybe the Marlins are playing. All of a sudden now our show is delayed 2 hours for some soccer show. I'm thinking some Westwood One, you know, happening. Now come to find out it's because of Solana?
That's right.
You got bumped.
That's a great promo there from Vlad, who sounds very excited to listen to the Summer of Soccer, which has a sponsor, by the way.
It's not sponsored by me? And Dan?
Every single Saturday throughout the World Cup. I'm really excited about this. I think people should buy into the World Cup. I think people should appreciate that it's here in Miami. We're one of the epicenters of the tournament. And I'll be recapping all the games. U.S. plays Friday night at 9. So Saturday at noon, we'll be recapping it 12 to 2.
The biggest cities are going to be tournament. The biggest cities would be L.A. and Miami, right?
No, New York.
New York is where the finals going to be. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Philadelphia.
Hopefully they don't blow the finals. They'll be super depressed.
There's like a weird scheduling situation where one of the NBA finals games, I think it's game 6, coincides with France playing at MetLife Stadium, I believe. Oh. Imagine the nightmare of just getting between places in New York.
Also, what do the French care about more? Wemby or the World Cup?
That's a good point.
Oh, that's a good World Cup. That's a lot of people getting beat down that day.
That's a lot of flying baguettes.
No. That'd be a lot of beat downs that day.
All right, Solana. Appreciate you joining us, man. Thanks for the time. We will take a break. And we will get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.